Hey Huskies, welcome to My First Year Story Podcast. I'm your co-host Juliana, and in this podcast, we'll be exploring the exciting world of a first-year student at UConn.
Welcome back, Huskies.
Welcome back.
Welcome back after spring break.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Not feeling happy to be here.
Yeah. How was everyone's spring break? I guess we could start with a little bit of a debrief there.
Spring break was amazing. Unforgettable.
Where did you go again?
I went to Portugal.
You gotta tell us about that.
I will. I'll go last. You guys go first.
I'll say, I feel like I had a very, not uneventful, I just took the more relaxing approach with spring break. Monday, I went to Boston with a friend. We both went up there. We love going there. We just love shopping at Newbury Street and, you know, all those nice places, specifically Zara, too. Like, I literally go there just for Zara at that point.
I've never been.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite store.
Yeah. I'm just not a big shopper.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Are you more of, like, an online shopper now?
I don't like shopping.
No, just not in general. I wish I could be you.
Yeah.
I'll spend like, hours in the dollar store because I'm like a very arts and crafts types person, so...
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So I'll spend my time there, and I like baking, so I like spend money on like ingredients and
stuff. Can you knit?
No.
Oh, because that'd be cool if you can make your own clothes. Like, if you don't like shopping, you can make your own clothes because you're artsy.
I do more like digital design and stuff. So,
yeah,
like graphic design.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh wait, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you use like Adobe and stuff?
I use Canva and PixArt.
Oh, cool. I like Pixar. Pixar is fun.
I'm a Canva girl. Yeah. I love Canva so much. But, I mean, other than that, I went to Boston Monday, and then the rest of the week I, like, visited my grandparents. I had a few doctor's appointments. Just caught up on a few things. But, yeah, that was pretty much it for me. I got a lot of sleep, though, which I definitely needed, and I watched a lot of shows.
Same.
Yeah.
I didn't do much, but I watched some shows. Mm-hmm. Not much. I rewatched my favorite like rom-com series, and
not again. Throwback to last
we
week.
We can't go over rom-com again.
And I'm not going into detail about that, but I watched Love Is Blind, this season six, and Life with the Walter Boys, which is very very love triangle-y. So it was really good.
Cole, is that his name? Cole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Team Cole.
Wait.
The Cole effect?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I love him so incredibly much. I was also Team Cole in that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. James?
The way that they ended the season was crazy.
I know.
Wait, I forgot how they ended it.
She low-key ate.
She left.
Didn't she just dip out? Oh, spoiler warning.
Sorry.
Spoiler alert. But she literally left.
She literally
and I was like,
she
ate that. Like, oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. What about you, James? What did you do?
I went to New York and I staffed a Model Nations conference.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
Very fun. I think it was more fun than the last 2 years that I've done it.
Oh, that's good.
This will be my last time. It was my last. Past week was my last time, probably.
At least it was like the best, though.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely was.
Out of all of them. So, that's
so you staff it. You don't participate.
Correct.
So what do you do as a staff?
So we do all of the administrative stuff. There's two teams in the conference. There's a substantive team, which is moderating debate and just doing the general flow of committees. Mm-hmm. And then there's the admin team that preps all of the registration, welcome packets, the placards, the badges, and also formats the papers that each committee submits, and then we send it back to them.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Anything else you did?
You're very talented.
No. He does everything.
I know.
We need James here or else the podcast wouldn't run.
Yeah. Literally. Literally. We got a new TV and like where we film, I guess, or record. And he was literally in here and he was like trying to figure it out and I'm like, I have no idea how to work that.
We leave the electric stuff to James.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Technology.
Yes, that's the word. I should know that. Engineer.
Yeah. Oops. All right, it's your turn.
Uh-oh.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I've been waiting.
It was perfect. Okay, so we started with my grandparents. They live, like, in the village. Like, there's farms everywhere, hills, trees, animals. I brought my friends, so they got to experience the real, like, mm-hmm. Portugal life, like where the real people go, like not Lisbon, you know.
Yeah.
They held baby bunnies, they held baby chicks. They picked oranges from the trees. Like, it was so cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so we spent the first half of the week there. And then we went to Lisbon with my godparents. And Lisbon's just different. Like, I don't know. Tourists everywhere. But it's so cool as well. The nightlife is crazy. Like, I'm saying we stayed out till 5:30, and that's normal there. Like, people stay out till, like, 7.
See, we're,
like,
I've
here, everything ends at 2 or, like,
yeah.
1.
Yeah, I heard that. I mean, I don't know where. It was, like,
it's
a
while
ago.
It's very common in Puerto Rico, too. Oh, especially yeah. during, like, the holidays, like, yeah. for Christmas and everything. Christmas is a huge deal. And they have, like, Three Kings Day. And it's, like, really, because I was there for that time.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. I was there after Christmas, so yeah. I got to, like,
oh, it was probably so awesome.
It was so, that's like, cool. crazy compared to, like, when I've been there before, because there were so many people on vacation.
Yes.
But, yeah, they just stay up till, like, 2 in yeah. the morning, and it's, like, normal.
Mm-hmm. And it's so cool. Everyone there is so nice. Like, here I feel like when you meet people, the first thing they ask is, I don't know what they ask, or, like, your name or your major or whatever. Yeah. When you're abroad, all they ask is where you're from. And then, like, from there sparked so many conversations. Like, we met people from France, Italy, England. Like, people are from
that's
everywhere,
cool.
which is so cool. Yeah. But, yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah. I love hearing the stories. A lot of people went crazy places this year, I feel. But very diverse, though. Yeah. I mean, Florida still seemed like it was popping there, but.
I'm dying to go to Italy.
Me too.
Anywhere abroad, actually. Yeah. I'm not picky.
I encourage
same,
everybody
but, like,
to go
I
abroad.
I really want to go to Italy.
Yeah. I've never been. I really want to go. We should take a podcast trip to Italy. Film abroad.
That would go crazy. Yeah.
We'd have That'd so many awesome. Stories to say.
Mm-hmm.
We can film everywhere. On the streets. Mm-hmm. Interview people. Like, that'd be so awesome.
It would be so cool.
We just need someone to, like, translate
yeah. and we also don't have the budget for that, but
yeah, no.
Is anyone graduating?
Yes.
Are you going on the senior trip?
No.
Oh, what's
wait,
the
this
senior
trip?
Yeah.
Why am I just hearing about this?
What is it?
It's really expensive. Spain.
Oh, wow. The whole senior
wait.
Class has, like, an opportunity to
yeah.
go. I
wait,
can see how that's
I'm,
expensive.
Wait, I'm, like, actually gonna do it.
Okay, do it.
Like, not this year, though.
No, but, like, next
obviously,
year.
But
and
like,
they might change it for next year, so who knows?
I know.
Maybe, like, something...
Wait, Spain
wait,
is, like, top
is it
country,
like,
that's so
like,
fun.
Do you know how expensive it is? Like, have you looked into it a little bit? Like give
it's
us
like,
a little...
3,000-ish.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pulling up. Guys.
I don't have any funds for that.
Wait, like, how long is
I
it?
I could save.
So
yeah, save.
And then it's, like, extra, like, if you want to stay longer, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So is it, like,
I have emails
like,
about it. I don't...
Yeah, that is true. Why am I asking? Like, do you know if it's, is it like a guided thing or is it they're just kind of providing you the, I guess, way to get there and like where to stay? I assume there's stuff when you get there and
yeah.
maybe
let's see if
you
I can find.
Do a lot.
The main one is
oh, yeah.
2 weeks.
Wait, I'm actually like so gonna do this next year.
You should. That's so fun. I feel like trips with classes and schools and everything just make things so much better because everything's
yes.
planned out for you.
I just feel like I don't know
like
enough seniors.
Yes.
Like,
so
to
yeah,
be
that
like
makes sense.
That's so valid. I feel like if you have like a good group of people who are like down to go with you,
right.
I feel like it would be
I
worth
just know
it.
Like
yeah.
so many different people in different like, you know.
Yeah, there's not like a set like
majors
yeah.
and then like different.
Yeah.
Right.
I what never knew that existed. That's crazy.
Me yeah. neither.
Well, the
so
more you know.
Is, yeah, this is after graduation.
Yes,
yeah,
it's May 15th.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, wow.
My graduation is May
like,
5th.
How do you feel? Oh
I'm, like, nervous because
yeah.
I'm, like, there's so much that I have to do in
yeah.
the meantime.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
It's crazy how things go so quick. Like, you were a freshman 4 years ago, which sounds like a long time, but also that was nothing. Like, how do you feel? Like, did it feel like that?
My experience, I would say, is different. Because I started off Hartford campus. Mm-hmm. I started COVID, obviously.
Right.
And then after, like, that first year of COVID where everything was in lockdown, I had Hartford campus. And then I come here junior year. So it's very different
yeah,
experience.
I can imagine.
I also feel like the community is, like, very different experience too, because you're going from a small campus to a bigger campus. Yeah. So.
Did you know more people when you were at Harvard?
It's easier to make friends over there,
yeah,
because it's a lot smaller. But here, like, I don't know how to explain it. You have to, like, do...
It's harder, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to really work for it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, what did James just pull up that everyone's so interested over here?
No, I'm just texting my group chat right now saying we're going on the senior trip.
Wait, next year. Is this for the one next year?
This is no. For the one that this seniors year. Are graduating this yeah. year. So oh. it's...
So it might be different for next year. Who knows?
It's I don't care where we go. I'm there.
Imagine if it was like Amsterdam or something.
Wait, Amsterdam's not all that, guys. People hype it up too much. Or maybe I was just not, I don't
or
know.
Or like Greece. That would be nice.
Greece.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go to Germany. I like.
Oh, me too.
I want to go to Japan.
I want to go everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not even picky. Like genuinely, I will go
I will
anywhere.
Go anywhere. Me too. Planning is tough sometimes, but once you have a plan, you're solid.
Mm-hmm. Well, me and my friend, we're, like, kind of planning this, like, big abroad trip after we graduate. So, yeah. Well, honestly, this could
be it. And you can branch off of it.
That's what I mean. Like, it'd be a little head start because I trust her with everything. Like, she's my best friend. I've known her since I was born. And she studied abroad in the summer, actually, I forgot exactly what it's called. However, it's the France summer session, and so she was there for the Toulouse section, that's what it was, and she was there for about a month, and she absolutely loved it. I mean, her whole family's like a traveling family, and so I told her, I was like, can you plan it, and then I'll just pay you, you know, like, it's like that situation.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you plan it, I'll pay you for sure, and so we are, like, kind of planning it already, but.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Does she go to UConn?
I would love to go to Spain.
Yep, she goes to UConn.
Yeah.
So
you maybe one time, one day in your future, you will be in Spain. I'm going to tell you that.
I think I'm going to do a lot of traveling.
Good. I'm glad. Traveling is so important.
It's a literal like dream of mine for such a long time.
Yeah. And I know that price is expensive, but like you can do it for way cheaper.
I was going to say like this. Well, honestly, compared to what I've been looking at, that's actually not
that's
bad.
Yeah.
But well, in comparison,
I think
you could
it's
probably
also like difficult because like you're graduating, so it's like
right. There's
and
so
everybody's
much going
in different
head.
Places. In
yeah,
life,
no, I agree.
So.
Yeah, I have no idea what I want to do, so that's probably gonna be the first thing that I do because I'm gonna set everything aside, like real life aside, do that, and then come back and then have reality set in, and then have to start like job hunting and everything. So
it's crazy that when you graduate. There's literally nothing left. Like, okay, that's so crazy. That's not what I meant.
I've literally been having an existential crisis over the last, I'm not even kidding, the last few weeks. I've been, like, actually thinking about it. And I'm a junior.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going into my senior year, so I guess it's valid. But, like, I have been really thinking about this, like, seriously. And I'm like, we're all going to be in your position one day. And I'm
but
so
like,
scared.
It's the first time in your life that there's actually nothing lined up for you.
Yeah.
Like, you're
unless,
in school
like,
every day.
Go, like, you get your master's and stuff. And like,
right.
But, like, I don't plan on doing that.
I don't
that.
Plan
like,
on doing that anytime
up,
soon.
Like,
like, if I were to do it, it would be, like, something very specialized.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the communications realm, which is, like, what I study, it's, like, I don't know if that's necessarily necessary.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's not useful for other people, but
yeah,
for you.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
but like, how do you just leave school and then you're just free? Like, I actually don't understand. Like, my brain's not really comprehending.
Yeah,
or like, it's either that or then work again. Like, school, work, or nothing. But like, my brain doesn't comprehend nothing. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. I'm getting deep.
Well, also life just like happens. Things
life
happen.
Does just happen.
And like. The unexpected, so you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, going to school, like, coming
I know that's
to UConn,
really deep though, but
yeah,
no,
I mean, like,
true.
Going to, it like going to UConn, you know, you prepare for as much as you can, and then you know, once you're out there in the real world,
even college, you just like you expect so much, and then everything that you expected it to be is like totally different, I think,
in a good and bad way,
yeah. Do we want to, like, kind of transition into, like, March Madness? I don't know how to really transition that. So,
yeah,
like,
wait. Let's think.
I love how we went blank.
My thoughts just went.
I know. It's just, like, it's the transition. If the transition isn't, like, a clear one, I have to, like, really think about it.
It could be, like, spring break ended,
now guess what's lined up? March Madness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. With the closure of spring break comes the entrance of March Madness. I hope everyone made a bracket, and I hope UConn was at the final of all of them. And I hope UConn won in all your brackets.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what I've been doing specifically this year more than, like, past years? I've been looking at other people's brackets. Like, I saw, like, Barack Obama. He put...
I did see that. The UConn men's won, right?
Yep, for the men's. And, like, I just kept looking at every single person who had, like, UConn as the winner, and I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, I agree. I really hope UConn wins. I have faith in them. I think they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
They won the Big East.
Yep.
So March Madness is
the first. Wasn't it the first time since
1999 or like 2004? I actually earlier, don't know how.
I forgot, but I know it wasn't any time like recently. So that's a super big accomplishment for them.
And the women and men won at the same time. That's extra awesome.
Yeah, the graphic went crazy for that. But yeah, I'm super excited. I know I'm going to the women's game on Saturday for their first round.
Fun.
I did not get tickets. So fun little fact, you know, if you don't go to UConn. But basically getting student tickets for basketball games is always like, it's like if you ever bought a concert ticket and you're sitting in line at like in Ticketmaster and then you go in and it's all sold out. Like that's literally epitome of like getting tickets for this. Like, you either get super lucky or you don't, and I did not get lucky, but I know a lot of my friends did get lucky and got tickets, but I ended up just buying them because I just really want to go, because obviously their first two rounds are at Gamble Pavilion, so I'm excited to go on Saturday. So are you guys going to any of like the men's games or the women's games coming up?
No, I'll watch them from my bed.
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing tomorrow with the men's game. I'm like, I'll put my TV on, you know.
I'm so excited. If they win, yay. If they lose... They're not going to lose. Not. I don't even know why I said that. But
yeah, we're not even going to say that. Yep.
Don't say that.
Yep, no, I'm manifesting a win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm manifesting a whole national win, actually. So.
Yep. You know how crazy that's going to be? Like at the watch party,
really
if we win
again. Experience that.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah,
because
you didn't experience it last year. Oh, it was insane.
I bet.
Absolutely insane. I did.
Wait, so where'd you watch
it? I was on campus,
I watched it in Gamble, First off, like,
I was on campus, but I didn't go.
Yeah.
That's so valid, though. I mean, really, you're just watching a basketball game, and it's like, the two screens up in the corner, so it's hard to see anyway.
It was just interesting. Let's just put it on that.
Yeah.
A big win.
It was great, though. It was so fun, because then we all rushed the court, and I, like, literally felt like I was going to, like, pass out for, like, half a second, but it was super fun, though, and then, you know, obviously, the events that occurred after happened. So that wasn't obviously super safe, but regardless, it was just cool to experience no matter what. Mm-hmm. But
I really hope I can experience that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it coming.
Our team
looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I just saw a video of Donovan Klingon hitting
working
like
really, really hard.
Yeah. Like three pointers like in a row.
I
just saw that video.
Threes, like, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But I'm super excited. I feel like I've never been in it this much before. So I'm excited that I'm like, you know.
No, I agree.
Able to fully experience it.
I've never been into basketball at all. And then all of a sudden
here
it is.
I was going to say, you come to the basketball capital of the world. You like have to like basketball.
And it's like a switch.
It is. Okay.
My bracket's already busted because Duquesne beat BYU.
Oh.
Wait, what happened?
Dang.
I had BYU beating Duquesne, but Duquesne won. So we will see what's next, what comes.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know what I put at all, actually. So
wait, go back. It doesn't say, like, the locations of the rounds. No. Okay, never mind. Because I think, like, isn't the men's game, like, the, what is that, Final Four? Maybe it's not the Final Four. Somewhere it's in Boston, and I really want to go. I forgot which, like, timing it is and everything, but I really want to go.
Because
I love Boston. And
I guess today is, like, the place that we really, really want to go to different places.
Yeah, I guess so. If they make it that far, which we're manifesting that they are. But I absolutely... Oh. March 28th and the 30th. Oh, wait. Okay. Wait, I'm putting that in my calendar.
Yeah,
please tell me I'm not doing
the East Regional at TD Garden.
Okay.
Okay. Look, James, I also put BYU to win, and I lost.
Oh, yeah.
LOL.
Okay, cool. Oh my God, wait, I have nothing. Okay, I'm gonna go.
You're going?
Well, I assume I would get tickets. If it's just TD Garden, then that should be pretty easy. Knock on wood.
So fun.
I know. I've always just wanted to go because, like, I always wanted to go. I wanted to go to the Big East, obviously. Yeah. That championship game or those games. And because obviously it's just in New York, so it's not that bad driving wise and everything. But I just have always wanted to go to, like, a game that wasn't just like a regular season game.
Yeah.
And I haven't yet. So
it's coming.
Yeah. Well, except for last year. I mean, I did go to, obviously, the thing, but, like, actually physically in the location.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. That was different.
Yeah. Anyways.
One of the things I don't like about Gamble is that the screens are at the ends of the arena, where they're not in the middle.
I like the middle because you're looking towards the middle anyway, so it makes sense. But, yeah, no.
The one you either flaw. Have to turn your head or you have to look all the way across. It's like, ugh, what do I do? Unless you sit in the middle, like, on the sides.
Right.
Right. Still.
Yeah.
I think arenas look so much cooler when they have the TVs in the middle. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
I agree.
You know what's going to be cool? If you ever have kids, Juliana, like, you could show them. You could show them that you were, like, on their, like, page.
I mean, yes. Like, yes, I agree. But, like, the kids caught me so hard.
I know.
I love how she literally pinpointed you.
That's what I was thinking really about.
Wait, no, I agree. Funny. I think that's so cool. I showed my grandparents.
Juliana was posted on, what was it, UConn and UConn Huskies TikTok and Instagram. And she's literally the first person that's viewed. Oh, it's so amazing. I was like, I know her. It's like, so cool.
I know. I'm sorry that I brought that up.
Wait, no, that's funny.
Your face was so funny.
Stop. Oh my God, great. I was just so excited.
She goes, I'm only 18.
One day, maybe?
That's so funny.
I waited like 16 hours to be there. It's not my fault. At least I'm there. Like, good thing I'm filmed because I literally was there forever.
Proof. Yep.
And Castle's mom posted us on her Twitter.
Really?
Yep, of us with our poster.
That's so cute.
That was so cute. And Castle viewed my roommate's story, but he didn't like it. Like,
oh, boo.
Boo.
Just like the story, if you're there anyway.
Exactly.
Dang.
Who was Castle?
Stefan Castle. I actually forgot his first name for like a quick second. That's why I always said Castle. Doesn't count. I know him, don't worry.
Did you camp up with your roommate in the tent outside?
Absolutely not. But we did show up at 3 a.m., so I'll take that.
Really?
Oh, it was frigid.
What time was the game?
And I was so hungry as well. What?
What time was the game?
8 p.m. She didn't make me. It was so fun.
But that's such an experience, though. I feel like one time in your UConn experience, like, you have to do something weird, like crazy.
Never doing
like
that again.
Yeah, but like you had the experience. Story. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, I walked all the way to downtown Dunkin' at 6 a.m. to get food because I was hungry.
What did your grandparents say?
About what?
Like you showing them.
They don't even. They probably, like, my grandma doesn't even have a phone. But, like, my grandpa's like, oh, cool. Like, they don't know.
They don't understand.
They don't understand
the
that
process of
Instagram,
what you go through.
Exactly. Yep. The Instagram and the TikTok. Yeah. And, like,
they don't understand.
They don't get it.
I'm sorry that I brought that up.
No, that's funny. That was a good point. The kid thing was hilarious.
It was, like, random. But, like,
I get it, though. I would ask you the same thing. Like, wouldn't you show your kids pictures of you at school and stuff?
Especially UConn?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's kind of weird. Like, you're bragging to your kids that you had your peak in college.
Okay, that's actually so weird. I'm not going to show them that.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Like, I bragged to my kid that I was on the Instagram. Like,
oh. I mean, maybe they'll be searching if they're like a grandparent. Then it's a little more. Yeah.
They'll be searching one day. I was like, randomly be like, hey, mom, like, why are you?
I feel like it's going to be, like, different, though, because with technology now, it's not like, oh, like, I see my mom's scrapbook and seeing, like, photos of her.
Yeah.
It's so but cute. It's so different than, like, no, now. Like, I'm like, if my child sees my Instagram account. Like,
my child can't see my Instagram account, actually.
Like, current day, like, that would be so funny.
No, he or she won't find your Instagram account. They'll find your TikTok account.
No, but TikTok might get banned again, remember? This is, like, the sixth time it's going to get banned. Like, it's actually not going to get banned. But, like,
no, I'm so mad at that.
I feel like this is, like, the 50th time they talk about.
Remember COVID? I used to actually download TikTok, so I was like, it's going to get banned. Like, I need this TikTok. Mm-hmm. It didn't get banned.
It didn't get banned.
Here we are.
Honestly, I'm so over the conversation. Like,
it's so dumb. It's like, I mean.
At this point, like, why is this an ongoing conversation?
I actually don't know.
I saw a video and it was, like, this girl saying how, like, it's just so ironic that, like, banning TikTok is, what is it, being passed so fast.
Yeah.
Within the stages of Congress? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Okay, cool. But, like, other matters that are more, I would say, detrimental to humanity don't get passed as quick. And I just think it's so weird. I'm like, really? Like, this is what we're focusing on when there's other
very political,
important,
How do you feel about that as a poli-sci major?
Yeah, what is your opinion on it?
I don't even know if you want my opinion.
No, I actually would like to hear your
opinion. We value every single opinion here.
I would agree with Emma. I think there's more important issues to discuss and legislate.
Agreed.
Yeah. But hopefully it doesn't get banned, though.
I love how our conversation totally just
What were we even?
March Madness.
Oh, because she was on the TikTok. That's why. I was like, I'm how did we even get to TikTok from here? But can you also believe that after March Madness, like, we're almost in April.
Yeah, it's giving me a lot of anxiety.
It's actually crazy.
Like, UConn, I would say, in comparison to other schools, ends a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it does. I mean, I think it's just how it is, and that's how it has been for years. Because I remember my friends who go to, like, schools in New York, like, they would get out 2 weeks later than us. Like, it's not by a few days, but we're done literally in the end of April. The last week of April, I think first week of May or beginning week is our final exams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. April 29th to May 4th. So
that's nothing.
And graduations happen like so quick after
it's
that
right
too.
After.
Which is like, to me, it's hard for me to like to grasp how that whole process works.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what we were just talking about. Like, how do you even understand what you're going through? Like, I don't.
Yeah. But I can't believe that really we have a month. Like, that's it, really.
Basically.
I mean, we have what now, after this week, 5 weeks, I think?
I'm not even counting.
5-6 weeks, yeah.
Oh, I'm counting.
I'm not counting because if I count,
That is true.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't count
if I were you
either.
See, the only reason why I'm counting is because my birthday is May 9th and I'm turning 21.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. And I just have I have a good summer planned. I have a very good summer plan. It's, you know, I have a lot going on, but
what are the plans?
What are the plans?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my 21st birthday, going out a lot, you know, having some fun. And then me and my friend are going to Nashville to, like, celebrate our birthdays together because she turned 21 over spring break, actually.
Yeah.
And I obviously am not able to celebrate with her. And so we're going to have, like, a redo for both of us,
that's
you know,
so cute.
In Nashville. But so I have that. I have a concert. I'm going to see Tate McRae. Mm-hmm. So excited. Love her. I'm also seeing Conan Gray, but I think that's after summer, I think. But anyway, so I'm seeing, like, I'll have a few concerts planned out, and I'm also, like, continuing my internship that I had last summer, which I absolutely love my internship, so I'm so glad that I'm able to come back and do it this summer as well. But very busy summer.
Good.
Very, very fun summer, but.
I love it.
Yeah.
Beach.
Oh, yeah. For
tan.
Sure. Yep. It's all that matters.
Basically.
UV index.
As long as the UV is over 6, I'm actually pretty happy.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Same.
Don't overstress yourself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Gotta go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go with the flow. So how are we feeling the last month? Anything specific? How are we feeling about classes? Like, did midterms go well for everyone?
I think I'm, like, still doing midterms. I think today was my last one. Well,
really?
I don't really do midterms.
Gross.
Like,
okay, fair.
My classes are just, like, tests,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Do you have, like, 3 tests? So, like, one that's, like, a little bit before midterms, one that's, like, now, and then one that's, like, right before finals week.
For chem.
Yeah, I have that very similar, and I have an exam next week, so.
Yay, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Mm. Thank you.
Then my birthday is April 20th. I'm turning 19.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, are you a Taurus? Or are you the one?
Okay. I'm the first day of Taurus.
I was going to say, I didn't know if it was the cusp of it or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Taurus, too.
Twins.
Spring babies.
Yeah.
I love spring because we were born in spring.
Oh, we're bringing it back. Wait.
We said this 3 times already.
Yeah. I remember talking about
this. I don't know what it is with us.
Maybe we're just obsessed with ourselves.
Valid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anything else? How was everyone else's midterms? Anything?
Relatively good.
good. Yeah. That's a good thing, because at least, like, I remember, like, last year and the year before, I did, like, really poorly on my midterms, and then I was like, oh, my God, I got to lock in for, like, the last few weeks. But now I feel like I'm in a good place where I, like, don't, like, I should, but, like, I don't have to, per se.
Yeah.
So it's always a good thing when you don't have to do that.
I agree.
Or you don't feel stressed for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Because then that's it, and then we're going to have
a midterms are always interesting.
I feel like they're always worse than finals. Potentially.
I mean, it depends.
Yeah. Because I feel like finals, I'm so checked out.
It also
out.
Depends on the professor.
Yeah.
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 There's lots of things that it depends on.
I was going to say, I remember the times.
And, like, the projects or, like, the actual, how the exam is. Is it multiple choice? Is it, like.
The times that I've been failing classes right before the final and the final dictated my final score. It's happened way too many
times. Wait, that's actually scary.
Why is that a common thing in, like, business, though?
Yeah,
like,
don't scare the freshmen.
It's okay. It's not to be scared. It's nothing to be scared of, per se. It's just the way that some business classes are set up is that there's literally, like,
because the
only
business?
Three exams. Yeah. And, like, that's just what you're graded off of. So, if you know, I just don't hold myself accountable the for studying. But if you do, you'll be completely fine.
The only business class that I took was, like, exam heavy.
Yep.
Like,
it is. It's an exam heavy, presentation heavy, but it's at the same time, like, you get so used to it too. Like,
it was a fun class though. It was like,
and I've
very interactive.
Passed every single one of my classes, knock on wood. So, like, you guys will be fine. But yeah, it's always an interesting time when it's exam season. But
another interesting time is housing season, because I don't like housing stuff. It's so stressful. I actually hate thinking about it. So. Just bringing that up to all the listeners. Housing is stressful.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to comment more on it.
We do have a new dorm being built.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
There's a lot of construction on campus.
Yeah.
And we're getting a lot of new buildings, fixing up some buildings. So that'll be really nice, especially for future UConn students.
Yeah.
To not have to go through.
I wonder how long that's going to take.
It's opening fall.
Well, I was going to say this is it. What is it called? South?
New South.
New
they
South.
Built it so quick.
They did. I was going to say that it's I know so is coming.
Yeah, but there's, like, other things that I've noticed that they've also been working on, too.
There's something, like, downtown. I don't technically know if
it's
a part of UConn, but
know,
I think
you know, like,
it's
where
apartments.
The pond is?
Yeah.
They're also, like, doing something.
There.
Yeah, but they're also doing something
on,
there.
Like, on the grass?
Yeah.
Near a lake?
Okay, also, I think they're tearing down the old Huskies and rebuilding a new Huskies
downtown. Yep.
Yeah.
So they're switching up. And I think they're tearing down that whole entire building, like, where Sergeant Pep's was and... Now Huskies and Tav, like, it's being moved. I think they're, I mean, I don't know how true that is, but that's what I heard, because now there's going to only really be what?
Like, I don't even
is there
know
anything even
there
anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, besides, obviously, those, but yeah, there's a lot of construction happening.
Yeah, we're reading a daily campus article about the timeline of the new South Residence Hall, and it's anticipated to be completed by early July.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
That's really fast.
That was so quick. They literally started building that in August, I
know.
Like.
Everyone's going to be wanting it.
No,
I mean,
it was like...
I think that's going to be crazy.
They started building that, like, last spring.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
really?
Been going on for a bit.
Because I had a class, summer. Like, right there in South, so
it was
hard to get around.
Yeah. Over the summer, it was, like, just, like, the main just structure was being put up, I remember, because I took... I would take my daily walks downtown just to get some sunlight in my lunch breaks.
Yeah.
So...
That makes me feel a certain type of way, though, because, like, I'll be leaving, so everything is, like, changing.
Everything,
oh, my gosh. Then if you ever come back, you're going to be like, everything's so different.
It's okay, though.
Yeah.
You still got your main things that are still going to be there.
Gamble
your
will
memories.
Never be torn down.
Probably. Yep.
Knock on wood.
I feel like they just do, like, construction.
I feel like they would make it bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. They should make it bigger. But
yeah, it's kind of
it's very small.
But everything around it, though, that would be very difficult to make
it
bigger. Because there's, like, stuff right on the sides
of it.
It's
very small, though.
Yeah. It is. Put more student tickets up. Please. Please.
For real. There actually isn't enough student tickets. Well, but then there's also a lot... I don't know, because people actually want to watch those games that don't go to UConn, like older people.
Yeah.
So I guess it makes sense.
They just have a big fan base.
Exactly.
That's been growing since, you know.
Since they've been doing
very
good.
Long time ago,
yeah.
Yeah. So, gotta house all the UConn fans.
For real.
For one of my acting classes, we're required to go see, like, the shows that they put on campus.
Yeah.
And so... I'll be watching Doctor's Dilemma next week.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, there's one tonight, right?
Yeah.
It's called Tooth... No, it's not. I don't know what it's
I think it's Doctor's Dilemma. Like, they're starting it today, and then it'll run through, like, next week.
Oh, cool.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. That sounds so fun. There's just so much to do. Like, as much as everyone says, like, there's not a lot to do here. There's and, like, sometimes something. Sometimes it feels like there's nothing here, but there's always something going on. Especially in March Madness.
Yeah. And Uconic, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming
when
out.
When is that?
I was going to say, I think we...
April 11th, yeah. 6 p.m.
Wow, that's soon. I'm going.
I was
going to
say, that's, yeah. I was going to say, we did talk about it, so I think last time we said that you were going, or maybe at that point you didn't know. You were?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then there's Oozball. I really want to do it because it's on my birthday.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
None of my friends want to pay for it.
Oh.
But that makes sense.
How much is it?
It's $20 per person. Well, it's $120 for a team. And it's a team of six, so it's $20 per person. It's kind of a lot.
Oh. Just for, like, a little thing, like... Well, it's not a little thing. It's very... It's, you know, it's known at UConn.
Yeah.
Obviously, but... Yeah.
They should make it cheaper. Oh. I actually don't even know where the money's going to, so...
Oh. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Something. Something with purpose.
Yeah.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That reminded me of Justin Bieber.
What?
Purpose.
Does he have a song named Purpose?
His whole album.
Oh.
Whole album.
I wasn't the biggest Bieber fan when I was younger.
That's so funny.
Wait, what was the fan base called? Biebers?
Biebers.
Biebers. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to a lot of Justin Bieber.
I think I was
Bieber.
Too young. Like, Justin Bieber, One Direction. Like, that was my time, but, like, I think I was a year off. I don't know.
I didn't pay too much attention to One Direction.
I loved One Direction. Oh, my gosh.
Like, it was good, but, like, it wasn't, like, my thing.
I ate it up entirely.
I was a big, like, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift. Like,
Taylor Swift, yeah. Mm. You know what's so funny? I was a huge Taylor Swift fan, like, when she was in her, like, country era. Mm-hmm.
I'm not anymore.
Then I, like, stopped for a while.
I
stopped for a while. And then I got on the, I, like, hopped on the bandwagon a few years ago. It doesn't feel like a few years ago, but before, obviously, her Eras Tour, I became, like, obsessed with her again.
Yeah.
I like old Taylor. Like, no offense.
Yeah. I don't know. Her new album. Her new album's kind of fire. I love
it.
But
I'm glad you like it.
Anyway.
I agree.
Anyways.
That's a good place to end this podcast today.
Yeah, we spoke about a lot. Spring break, March Madness, random things. And I hope you guys enjoyed it all.
The My First Year Story podcast is a production of the University of Connecticut's undergraduate student body in collaboration with the Office of First Year Programs, Learning Communities, and Learning Community Innovation Zone.